This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. And hello, this is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome again to Between the Keys. Back in April of this year, this is the year 2017, if in case you hear the show at a future date, I spent several days in Indianapolis, and it was during the last week of the American Pianists Association year-long competition, and this is an unusual competition that takes place over a 10-month period. Perhaps it's even longer, maybe a year. And in any case, over a long period of time, five pianists who are chosen as finalists perform solo recitals. They collaborate in chamber music and vocal concerts. They give concerts with chamber orchestras. And they also do residencies in high schools. And they do other forms of community outreach through their music making. Each of the five candidates performed a concerto with the Indianapolis Symphony conducted by Gerard Schwartz. I have to say that I've rarely encountered such a uniformly high level of contestants in a competition. The pianists we are going to hear this hour are Henry Kramer, Stephen Lin, Alex Beyer, Sam Hong, and the pianist to whom the first prize was awarded, Drew Peterson. And we also are going to hear a little bit of an interview that I conducted with Drew Peterson a few weeks after the competition. But let's begin with some music. This is the overture from the Overture in the French Style by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by one of the American Pianists Association finalists, Stephen Lin.
Thank you.
pianist Stephen Lynn performing music of Bach, the opening movement from the overture in the French style in B minor. Another APA finalist, Sam Hong, first caught my attention back in 2015 when he was auditioning for another competition for which I happened to be one of the judges. And I remember he played a Beethoven sonata movement that really, really impressed me for the maturity of the playing and how he brought out all of the music's architecture without belaboring the obvious. It also turns out that Sam Hong has a strong affinity for contemporary music, and I would like to share his performance of an etude composed in 2012 by Avner Dorman. This is a piece that's impressionistic and quite multi-layered, and it requires not just a virtuoso technique, but also an ability to give clarity and shape to a multitude of textural levels. And Sam Hong definitely has that ability, as you will hear right now. That was a piano etude by Avner Dorman, performed by pianist Sam Hong, one of the five finalists in this year's American Pianists Association competition. Back in September of 2016, the five finalists performed at a special event at Steinway Hall in New York City, and I was quite impressed with Drew Peterson's performance of the Liszt concert etude La Leggerezza. And after the performance, I went up to him and I introduced myself and I spoke to him about it. I reminded Drew of this encounter when we got a chance to speak for a few minutes in a practice studio at the Juilliard School.
Well, the connection kind of goes like this. When I was a very young kid, I was going to a concert in the now unfortunately defunct Music Festival of the Hamptons in Bridgehampton, New York. And the artistic director and founder of that festival, her name was Eleanor Leonard. She apparently, unbeknownst to me at the time, is the grandniece of Benno Moiseevich. Mm-hmm. And she is so passionate about his artistry. She's not a musician at all, but she was so passionate about her great uncle's artistry that she started this festival to commemorate him. And now, at the time, I had no idea who Moiseevich was. I mean, he's still a little bit of an unknown name, I think, in America. But he's a major pianist. Major, major. And Eleanor would give me every single release of his, re-release of his recordings on CD. She had piles of them in her home. And I would listen to them. And I think La Leggerezza was on one of them. But it didn't matter. His sound is so unique. And I was so captivated by it. The elegance in his playing and fluidity and all of... It's so wonderful. It's such captivating playing without ever being bombastic.
Do you feel that the old-time pianists, or dead pianists, as I like to call them, do you feel that there's a difference in how they play it compared to modern-day pianists?
I'd like to think there isn't one, but I think in some ways there are some differences. I think there was much more freedom of expression. Pianists were maybe encouraged more, or they just themselves felt like they could find their own unique voice more easily rather than today, the age of recording, the age of we have so much access to so many people's performances.
Yes.
It's easier to kind of coalesce around certain ways of thinking about things.
Thank you.
That was the winner of the 2017 American Pianists Association competition, Drew Peterson, performing Franz Liszt's concert etude La Leggerezza. We're going to hear more from Drew Peterson later on. One of the other finalists, Henry Kramer, first came to my attention when he participated in the 2016 Queen Elizabeth competition, for which he won second prize. I was following this competition online and downloading the podcasts of the performances, and for me, Henry Kramer's artistry really stood out, especially in French music. And I remember in Indianapolis, his performance of the Maurice Ravel G major piano concerto must have been one of the very best that I had ever heard from a young pianist, or from any pianist for that matter. He has a special affinity for this repertoire, as you will hear right now in Scarbeau, which is the third and final movement of Ravel's piano suite, Gaspard de la Nuit.
Thank you.
Music by Maurice Ravel, Scarbeau, the third and final movement from the piano suite Gaspard de la Nuit, Henry Kramer at the piano, one of the five finalists in the 2017 American Pianists Association competition. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you're listening to Between the Keys. Many consider Olivier Messiaen to be the next important French composer following Debussy and Ravel, and I asked the 2017 APA winner, Drew Peterson, how he first became familiar with the music of Messiaen.
I was doing pre-college studies at Manhattan School with a great teacher, Miyoko Lotto, who I still am in close contact with. I'm sure you've heard the name, if not know her personally. And she loves these pieces, the Vammergarten, and she loves all Messiaen. And she kind of looks at it as a natural extension of kind of Impressionism and with a lot of other, you know, components too. And she decided, you know, why not try something different? Why not play? It doesn't have to be a long piece. It can be one of them, 7 minutes. And I played it, and I really liked it. I thought the music, it spoke to me in a really strange way. So I've kept playing the piece, and I've been playing this one movement of Vammergarten. I'd like to learn more, but I haven't had time yet, for a number of years now. And I keep coming back to it, and it keeps growing on me. Thank you.
Music by Olivier Messiaen. We heard from his large-scale piano work, Vingt Regards sur l'Enfant Jésus, the movement entitled Première Communion de la Vierge. The pianist was Drew Peterson, the winner of the 2017 American Pianists Association competition. I was not able, unfortunately, to hear most of the chamber music collaborations involving the APA finalists, but I did catch, toward the end of my week in Indianapolis, a spectacular performance of the Brahms Piano Quintet with the Pacifica Quartet and finalist Alex Beyer at the piano. We are going to hear Alex Beyer now with music by Scriabin, the Etude in C sharp minor, Opus 2, number 1.
Thank you.
The Etude in C sharp minor, Opus 2, Number 1 by Alexander Scriabin. That's quite a familiar piece that somehow never grows old. The pianist was Alex Beyer, one of the five finalists in the 2017 American Pianists Association competition. I spoke earlier about the finalist Sam Hong and how impressed I was hearing him play Beethoven in an audition for another competition that I was judging. And I would like to share Sam Hong's performance of the opening movement from Beethoven's last sonata, the sonata number 32 in C minor, opus 111.
Thank you.
The first movement from Beethoven's last sonata, the sonata number 32 in C minor, opus 111, the pianist was Sam Hong. There's a story that probably is true. The pianist Abram Chasins was practicing Rachmaninoff's transcription of the scherzo from Mendelssohn's incidental music for A Midsummer Night's Dream. And Abram Chasins knew Rachmaninoff, so he told the composer that he thought the transcription was deceptively difficult, and Rachmaninoff replied, "Difficult? It's impossible." Yet this music sounds not impossible, but rather completely effortless in the hands of Alex Beyer. Felix Mendelssohn's Scherzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream transcribed by Sergei Rachmaninoff and performed by Alex Beyer. We have been devoting this episode of Between the Keys to the finalists of the 2017 American Pianists Association competition. I want to thank Joel Harrison for providing the recordings that we have been hearing this past hour. This is Jed Distler, and I hope that you will join me again next week at this time for Between the Keys. This show is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.